This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't think he's been given a true fair shake of it when you look at the quarterbacks the Browns have had over the previous couple years. Having Watson play as often as he did, and then going into whether a combination of Flacco or even last year Jameis Winston, but prior to that, Flacco, P.J. Walker, and DTR, like he's been given nothing as far as quarterbacks are concerned. I actually thought he was a better locker room guy than what he was always perceived to be as with the Jets. Like I talked to people, they liked him in that locker room.
Jonathan Peterlin of 92.3 The Fan on Elijah Moore. A little bit more on him from reception perception. Because, again, this goes back a couple years. He was with the Jets. His most recent profile is 2022. He wrote, players, Matt Harmon, players who are this strong as route runners just don't tend to fail. And then says, Rodgers, at that time, that's who the plan is, hasn't played with a young receiver who is this advanced as a technician and gets open like Moore can in many years.
Mm-hmm. He never played with Rodgers, right?
Nope.
He got traded before that. I think he actually demanded a trade or asked for a trade at some point with the Jets.
Yeah. John in Albany, before we get to, I've got Elijah Moore-based trivia that will be fun. Ooh, and make Bills fans feel all right. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to try to get right to my point with it, but and I'll say I'm somebody who, I made sure I listened to the whole Bean conversation, the follow-up and everything, and I kind of like when somebody's ready to dance a little bit in defense of their mindset. I'm in a leadership position in my job, and I know a lot of times things go into the decisions that are made that not everybody's aware of. But I also respect that you guys, over all the, you know, yelling national media guys, you guys live and die the Bills. And so I respect that as well. But I think that, like, what I feel is, as an organization, especially with Bean, you're looking at the draft as not just something that happens over the course of a couple of days, but, like, work done before, work done after. Because I would wonder, like, what would you guys give Elijah Moore right now if you said, is he a first round? Is he a second round guy that if they just drafted him in the second round, you'd be excited about that? Or what was Holland's ultimate production last year, giving Bean credit for seeing that in him? And what would you have graded that for a draft pickup? And so is it fair if they're also picking up guys within this window at a better price? Because you talked about the fact that you have this hierarchy of positions, and we know what wide receiver money is happening at this point. So if you have the ability to read into these guys through whatever source, and you see something, and they turn out to produce for you, or even are predicted to be like a second, third round where we would have been really pleased with, is it not fair to say that, you know, maybe that's a piece of what they're thinking bigger? And in this case, he needed defense. We all knew that. But he was also working this conversation before the draft. He turned it around right after the draft, and did he deliver basically a second-round wide receiver like Reed say, yeah, this guy's going to produce? And so I'd say, and I love his approach right off the rip when that phone call came, but at the same time, there's always a lot of things we don't know about when the leadership people are doing their thing, and so I'm just kind of trying to find is that a fair way to look at it?
Sure. Thanks, John. Yeah, like this has been a little bit of, oh, Bean knew this was happening, which he definitely did know that. More we have a quote from him on it. he spoke with One Bills Live, and he said, we put a pin in it and said we'd get back to it after the draft. Because if, and can you pull it up again? That one Bean quote, I want to play this again because we got to this and we kind of laughed about this quote. Again, there's really no sense of making how mad he was about talking about wide receiver, given everything else we have learned about the last week and even before the draft. So here's Bean Monday after the incident on Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore is here. He's a guy we've spoken to a few times leading up to the draft, and we just kind of put a pin in it, just like we did several other positions, and said, let's wait till the draft and see where we're at, see if he's still interested. If we took a guy in the first or second round, he's probably not too interested, but we didn't, and so we picked up those conversations over the weekend. He and his wife came up today and visited, and so we'll see. Nothing imminent today, anything like that, but a very good visit, and we'll see where that goes.
There you go. So they talked about it. They put a pin in it like other positions. There's probably a corner. There's probably a defensive tackle that they have spoken with, a wide receiver, a safety, all these spots. Like, hold on, let's get back to this after the draft. That's why the market kind of gums up. All the teams see what they get in the draft, and then you go back and fill in the spots you didn't get. I don't think it is reaching too far, cynical, crazy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Why did they put a pin in it? Because they wanted to get a receiver of significance, of consequence, fourth round. They wanted a receiver in the draft, and they thought they would get one. He says first or second, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted one, and it never lined up, so they went back to this one. And to the point about, you know, where would this guy rate with a, versus a first or second round pick, there's a very major difference. And that is, for example, last year, Keon Coleman was a second-round pick. His cap hit for the Bills was 1.8.
Mm-hmm.
His cap hit this year will be 2.2. Mm-hmm. His cap hit the following year will be 1.7, and his cap hit in the final year will be 3.2. His cap hit will never be, in four full seasons, what 1 year for a guy that waited this long is quite likely to be, which is like 3.4. So, again, when Bean came on and got really hot, the point that was we were all attempting to get to was drafting them makes sense financially. Mm-hmm. And the Bills roster does show that. Josh Palmer, 10. Curtis Samuel, 8.
Yep.
And now Elijah Moore, maybe 5.
Yep.
That's money that if you drafted receivers, you could have that money to spend on other pieces because receivers get expensive. Don't confuse this with, what are you doing? You're an idiot. It's just these are objective, second-level conversations we have about being a GM. I know his job gets much more complicated than that, but
yep.
they wanted one, and they didn't get one, and then they circled back to Elijah Moore. He basically sat on One Bills Live. The plan was, let's talk to him. If we don't get one, we'll come back, and if you're still interested, we can have a conversation.
And the other difference, though, I will say, because that's the money part of it, the other difference between Moore and how he would stack up had they versus like a guy they had drafted in round 2 is you draft a guy in round two, you are most often going to give that guy every opportunity to see the field. And you might even get him on the field to get a look at him in spots, even if he hasn't 100% earned it. Because you drafted him. You put the investment into him in that draft pick. Whereas, listen, Moore, I think it's enough of an investment to believe he's going to be on the team and they're going to, and he's going to have a role. Also because I think he's a good enough player to earn that. Could they walk away from money like that if the player was just... If he walks in training camp and he doesn't look good at all, they will cut him. They just did that with Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yep.
Not maybe as much. We'll see about the guaranteed money. They cut O.J. Howard when he had guaranteed money because he looked shot in training camp. So they definitely could walk away from it. I just don't think the player is going to give them that opportunity. I think the player is good enough where that won't happen. And the other thing I'm thinking about is, you know, John asked, like, comparing him to, like, a draft pick. He still is only 25. He is, just looked, he's the tight end the Bills just drafted in round five, Jackson Hawes. Elijah Moore's only 8 months older than Jackson Hawes is.
Right.
Like,
if he were in this draft, where does he go? Probably in, let's say,
well, that's what I mean, because, like,
let's say he never played a down in the NFL.
Yeah.
He probably goes in the second or third round. Probably.
His skill set, even if you count the NFL years. We had this conversation about Luther Burden, how he had an amazing year, and then, like, okay, well, the last time you saw him, it wasn't as good. But where he still got drafted. He still got drafted really high. And if you gave that to me about more of, hey, you had this awesome prospect, and yeah, things haven't gone so well in the last couple of years, but because of this, this, and this. But guys get drafted like that all the time, where, oh, their most recent college tape and season, Deion Walker in round four. The most recent time you saw him in college, it didn't look good. But you still drafted him because there were built-in excuses to why that happened that made sense. For him, it's injury. For Elijah Moore, it's more about the teams he was on. I've got Lance Zierlein's draft profile from Elijah Moore open from when he was a prospect that draft. He was a guy I loved. I think I liked Rondale Moore more, but I loved both of them that year. And that, to me, is the start. First time it was like, okay, want to see them add a receiver around Diggs. His NFL comparison was Antonio Brown from Lance Zierlein. Strengths, sharpening his routes over 3 years, consistent vertical push off the snap that threatens corners, makes routes look the same each time out, leverages defenders away from route breaks, caught 11 of 12 targets against Alabama, the best defense he played all season. Killer sluggo route. Just, I mean, point after point after point of what this guy was great at in college. So,
yep.
He has not done all of that in the pros, but I loved this player when he was coming out.
I like his chances.
And a lot of people did.
803-0550. Thanks, John, for the phone call. All right, that trivia. When we get back, it's the quarterbacks he's played with. And, you know, it's going to drive it home. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.